Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Buffalo rancher Weston Merrill loses his first calf of the season. Early spring in Billings, where I live, is tough stuff. With ice underfoot, piles of filthy, hardened snow clogging roads, sidewalks, and parking lots, and low, gray skies threatening and delivering wet snow day after dreary day, it's hard to be an ordinary person. Everything is difficult, rolling down car windows, wheeling grocery carts, returning library books. So when I think about Weston out there on his Fergus County ranch, calving 400 head of mother cows all day and all night in this weather, I know he's a different breed altogether, a true pioneer.
I got to get into the routine of waking up in the middle of the night and checking cows and constantly being up and trying to get sleep when I can get sleep. And it's kind of a hard adjustment. But once I'm in the routine and I'm in it, it just flows.
But that doesn't go any way toward describing the sheer responsibility of keeping hundreds of creatures alive when temperatures dip to 30 below zero. And of course, it's impossible. Out on the range, out in these conditions, death is inevitable. Despite his best effort, one of his heifers slipped off the radar.
The only way we found out she had a calf is the next day we were out there in the light and my dog actually was sniffing at something and I was like, what? We decided to go check out what he was sniffing at. Well, it was a calf dead, frozen to the ground. So that was a sickening feeling, and we realized that was the exact cow we were looking at.
The cow was actually a heifer, a still-growing female, having her first calf. They're like teenagers, unpredictable.
Sometimes with these first-time moms, you got to get their calf, stick them in the barn, put them in a pen for a day or 2 days while the mothering instinct kicks in. A big relief is when you can see that they're up and nursing right away, because within the first 12 hours, that calf needs to get that first milk colostrum in its stomach so that it can have energy and get to doing its growing. If it doesn't get that, then its body temperature drops really fast and it goes downhill.
So Weston's in the habit of watching his heifers closely to make sure they do what they need to do to take care of their calves, nudging, licking, nursing. But figuring out just when they're going to calve is tricky.
I saw that heifer in the night, and I even texted my dad, hey, watch for 667. She caught my eye. But she wasn't showing much like, oh, I'm going to be having a calf. Heifers are different. You know, it's their first time, so they don't necessarily always show like a cow shows.
The Merrills haven't just lost a calf. There's the cow, too, and the cash.
You look at that and go, well, there's X amount of dollars that's gone. It's a first-time heifer, so that cow's not going to stay in the herd. We'll get rid of her. And that's kind of a tough feeling, too, because you go, well, she had a lot of future ahead of her producing. Well, that's not going to happen anymore.
But the ranch budgets for these kinds of fatalities. All ranches do, since it's just part of how it all works, especially when the weather's brutal, like it has been. It's called a death loss percentage.
A good death loss percentage would be 5%. If you get over 10, that's getting way too high. One's born, and it might be born in the amniotic sac. It's stuck over its head, and it doesn't get to breathe, and you weren't right there, so it suffocates and dies. You know, and I would say most of the time that doesn't happen, but it can happen.
After finding the dead calf, the Merrills upped their game straight away. For Weston, his wife Shannon is a key player.
Long story short is after that moment, we became much more vigilant in our checking. Sometimes I'm really good at shutting off my alarm in my sleep. And she'll be the one that says, hey, you need to go check cows. Wake up.
Next week, unexpected guests threaten Weston's dwindling haystack.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.